Federal Reserve has opened a free money spigot with $1.5 trillion in stock buybacks and pumping up the stock market. Stocks are plummeting. Oil prices are plummeting. There's an oil war. The bond yield curve, the 10-year note is under 1%. Plunge protection team buying the market. All the markets are plunging. Market margin calls causing a sell-off and everything. Bitcoin, gold, silver. The silver market is manipulated and crashing. What's going on? There's a missing $21 trillion that is being injected into the economy to cover up the cover-up. This is a heist not known to man. And now rolling out the bailouts and the helicopter money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of the heist and the cover-up begins. We're going to talk about that and the cover-up, which is now exploding around the country, today on ED Investigations. Welcome, friends. This is Jeff Maddox reporting from Ground Zero in the state of South Carolina, Kershaw County, where it's just been announced by the governor that all the schools are closed. And as we have 10 presumptive cases of the Corona Rona, and the first case was reported a week ago, and yet we're still presuming that they have the coronavirus. We don't know for sure. For some reason, I don't know. There's always been these questions of these tests, and the CDC has been lacking in producing tests. We don't know if they're testing or not. They're presuming, somehow or another, that all this is happening. In the meantime, here on the ground, we're seeing people self-quarantining all across. I know several people that are self-quarantined in their own house right now. They're scrambling around trying to get people to bring them some food and that kind of thing. And they're all freaking out. When we told you before this was coming, and martial law is the next thing. You will see in the next couple of weeks martial law coming in to cover this heist that the Federal Reserve, the banks, have been planning for decade after decade after decade. The stock market has fallen 30% in the last 2 weeks. It's almost a straight decline. Trading's been stopped multiple times over the week as the government tries to intervene in the market and keep it pumped up as much as possible. Deutsche Bank, the German bank Deutsche Bank, has gone from $143 per share down to $3.53. Deutsche Bank is one of the largest banks in the world and is a systemic risk to all the global economy because all these banks are intertwined. Their books have over $40 trillion worth of derivatives and they're failing. They're going to go down, and I think that the Federal Reserve and the central banks understand that if Deutsche Bank goes down, the whole system goes down. And so they're forced to print more money to keep this bubble inflated before they're ready to pull the trigger. They're not ready to do it yet. They haven't stolen everything that you have. If you have a 401, or you got a mutual fund, or you have a pension plan, this is what's happening to you right now. Everything that you invested in, everything that you gained since the financial crisis when you crashed 40% then, is almost gone. And it's going to be gone even more. And this is going to put pressure on municipal bonds and all. So this is nowhere near over with. And as supply chains break and profits go down and debt goes up for these businesses, the only way this can go is down. The 10-year bond, as I said, is under 1%. In 1 month, is 1.2, 1.3, and the Federal Reserve can't stop it anymore. It's out of control. So if you're listening to your stockbroker or your municipal fund manager or whatever, and he says, don't worry about it, and you've been taught all your life that stocks always fluctuate, and if they go down, they'll come back. And that's true. That's true in a system. Right up until the moment they don't. And this fiat money system is meant to, in the end, destroy anybody that's left inside of it. That's why the insiders have been selling for months. And it picked up a couple of weeks ago. About a month ago, it picked up and the insiders were selling, while the little boys that don't understand the you and me, the Joe Blow on the side of the road, was investing in this stuff. And now you're going to pay the price. And you don't know. You might think you have $100,000 up there. Go to try to get it out and see if you can get it out, how long it takes you to get that money. If there's nobody there to buy it, that money is worthless. It's like a piece of paper. That piece of paper won't buy anything. But if you're in the market right now, you have a liquidity problem. You may or may not be able to get out, even with the prices as low as they are right now. The oil wars suddenly pop up. As oil prices are falling and all, now we got Saudi Arabia and Russia disagreeing that they were going to try to cut oil production to boost the price. And apparently Mr. Putin said, no, we're not playing that game. But is that really true? How about if one of them was going to play bad cop and one of them was going to play good cop, and they decided, well, let's disagree, let's agree to disagree, and let's drive the oil prices down. Because in the United States, the shale oil industry, remember, we were going to be independent, oil independent. Remember Barack Obama said, and then Mr. Trump come in, we are oil independent. Well, shale oil is expensive to get out the ground. It costs, that break-even point is somewhere between $48 and $54, say $50 a barrel. So right now, the shale oil coming out of the ground costs the company $20 a barrel to get out the ground. So they're losing $20 for every barrel they sell at $30. How long do you think that it's going to take for those companies to go bankrupt? And they're mortgaged to the hilt. They're leveraged like crazy. Banks have been pouring money into these things like crazy. Because why? Because dollar bills have been coming back. Nobody wants dollar bills. China's been selling them. Russia's been selling them. Governments around the world have been selling dollars, selling their T-bills back. Those dollars have to go somewhere. And they've been going into the shale operation to boost the GDP and keep things blown up and keep you asleep. Now that chicken's coming home to roost. So Italy's locked down. The whole country is locked down now. Nobody can go in, nobody can go out. There's even laws that make it a felony for you to cross the quarantine. Schools are closed, businesses are closed. Devastating to the economy. People are not working, people are unable to pay their bills, and the mortgage companies, the banks, are being so nice as to just suspend your mortgage payments until the crisis is over. And the question is, when is this going to affect you? Well, guess what, guys? It will. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And when you're going to get locked down, when you're going to get the virus, when you're going to be forced to get a shot, when the National Guard's coming in. I'm at ground zero here in Kershaw County, South Carolina, and the governor just closed the schools. We've got 8 or 9 cases, presumptive cases, and yet he's closing the schools. All our colleges across the nation are going on to internet learning and cancel classes for 2 or 3 weeks. Well, that's just the beginning of it. We're entering into the realm of medical martial law. And this began long, long, long ago. The planning began long ago with George W. Bush. And the International Partnership on Avian and Pandemic Influenza. Now this lays down and gives control as soon as the World Health Organization, the WHO of the UN, declares a worldwide pandemic. That makes the WHO in charge of the United States protocol when it comes to pandemics. So you're giving the UN power to come in and set how all the martial law will be implemented. Does this mean blue helmets on the street? It could, but it's all a cover-up. It's just a big show. Now, I don't doubt there's people dying. It is a biological weapon. It was designed that way, and it's going to kill some people, and there's going to be wave after wave. It may take a year to 24 months for the next wave to hit here again. This wave will go around the world 2 or 3 times before it finally settles out. But during that period of time, you're going to see the economy fall because it's a cover-up. It's leading us to another reset of a currency because this fiat currency has failed. So all your 401s, all your pension plans and all, you won't need them anyway because you're going to be destitute. You won't be able to get to them. You can't liquefy. One of the things the CDC recommended in 2009 for pandemics was that they have a pandemic coordinator in every business, in every industry, so that he can figure out how they're going to continue working under pandemic circumstances. Who can come to work? Who can't come to work? Can anybody come to work? What is that going to cost? What is that going to do to the economy? What are small business going to do? Well, guess what? They got a solution for that too. It's called helicopter money, where the Federal Reserve, instead of just printing the $1.5 trillion, which is a drop in the bucket, they're going to print more and more and more and hyperinflate your currency. And you're not going to be able to buy a pound of hamburger for $100 in the end. It won't matter what it costs. So do you believe the government loves you so much they wouldn't lie to you? When over and over and over again it's been proven they lie all the time. We've been lied to about wars, we've been lied to about poverty, we've been lied to about the drug wars, we've been lied to about Iran-Contra, we've been lied to over and over again. The FDA's a liar, the CDC's a liar. How are you supposed to believe anything that comes out of them? And now you're going to trust them to save you in this pandemic. Are you also going to trust them when they say you have to take this shot to save you? How are you going to trust that? What are you going to know what's in it? Oh, well, the FDC and the CDC said it was okay. How many of you will line up for the shot? How many of you will go willingly to a quarantine at a camp, a temporary camp? How many of you will do that How many of you will beg for government to come save you? Sadly, the vast majority will. Those who don't, those who refuse, will be treated brutally. Now, if you don't take it, if you don't cooperate, if you don't do this, you are a threat. You are a threat to national security and will be locked up. Wake up, America. You're in trouble. Something to think about.